This is Mark Twain Speaks. Kindly listen as Mark Twain performer Don McNeil brings the wit and wisdom of America's favorite humorist to life. Everyone is welcome, and cigar smoking is encouraged.
The hazards of smoking while doing this, you'll forgive me. Now, as I was saying, on the 4th of July, there are, well, I suppose it's not appropriate to talk about the 4th of July for another session. The Americans who were shot, blown up, or burned to death have all been carted off. Their friends have dried their eyes by now. Old photographs have been examined and distributed. Their belongings are being fought over, even as I speak. I've often noticed a strange phenomenon. I hope I've used that word correctly. If not, no matter. If I use a word incorrectly, you are free to write me a letter to correct me. Before you waste postage and an envelope, rest assured that I will not read it. But perhaps I've missed the point. You don't send a letter for my benefit. You send it to make yourself feel superior. So be it. If you derive some pleasure out of that meaningless exercise, I say do it. Please enclose $50. That way, you have paid me to read your letter, and I am happy to feed your sense of vanity for the meager sum of $50. American courtesy, mind you. Nothing from Mexico or Canada, as I do not intend to visit either place. Mexico is too hot. Canada is far too cold for my taste. I would be the only one wearing a white linen suit there, I'm quite sure. Why should I subject myself to either extreme just because I have money to spend there? In fact, wait a minute, I am way off the mark here. I've strayed from the narrative, if indeed I ever had one. This started when I mentioned normally kind-hearted people fighting over the possessions of their dear departed. Imagine, if you will, an octogenarian grandfather, gray-haired and lonely. He spends endless hours in his rocking chair on the front porch. Relatives rarely come to see him. The old gentleman is alone and forgotten. Only a box of cigars and a lifetime of memories to keep him company. Such a sad state of affairs. As he rocks on his front porch, the neighborhood hoodlums throw a stick of dynamite in his direction. Suddenly, the grandfather's life is snuffed out. Upon hearing the sad news, his wayward relatives begin wailing away with crocodile tears. They try to outdo one another with their almost comical attempts at mourning. It's a sad spectacle indeed. Finally, the old gent is safely and mercifully in the ground. Now the family is suddenly energized. They descend on his modest home like the locust that God sent to attack the Egyptians. What a spectacle it is. Family members who couldn't be bothered to visit the old man a week earlier are in a fever pitch to snatch his belongings. The family is torn apart as they fight over items they previously didn't know existed. Old furniture, dishes, iron pots, clothing that none of them will ever want to wear become prized possessions. But that's not the point, is it? They don't want the stuff. But they are worried, sick, that someone else might get these things. It's a blood sport. They are ready to fight to the death over everything except the old man's dead body. And if his body could be sold for $5, they would fight for that also. Do I paint too bleak a picture? Perhaps. But I have seen entire families torn apart in this manner. Imagine for a moment if 1/10 of this energy had been spent caring for the elderly gentleman. His final days were filled with nothing but solitude. Imagine the stories and wisdom he carried with him, with nobody willing to take some time to listen. Here's the saddest thought of all. Imagine that gray-haired man in his wheelchair, nobody there to comfort him. After his death, the rocking chair suddenly has value. It's something that can be sold. 1 week earlier, the rocking chair with the old man in it had no value to his family. It was not ready yet to be auctioned off or busted up for kindling. I suppose old age makes me feel so melancholy as I reflect on my own life. Perhaps, just perhaps, I stumbled upon a worthwhile message here today. Who do you know whose days could be brightened by some of your kind attention? Kindness is a language that the deaf can hear and the blind can see. Consider carving an hour or two out of your busy schedule. Give a lonely person a gift. No card or wrapping needed. Give someone the gift of your time. And finally, here's a thought. Perhaps family reunions should coincide with the reading of the will. That way, the entire family would attend. And after the reading of the will, imagine the food fight that would ensue as the relatives who have had access to alcohol fight over what they should have had, what they thought was their right to have. Thank you.